This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Republican kooks come from kook culture. I read Karl Rove, the longtime George W. Bush political mastermind in Svengali. He writes a regular column for the Wall Street Journal. He's an interesting voice for the Republican establishment, or at least what's left of it. In the wake of the Alabama election, he's taken a fascinating position. First, he backpats himself for having been a target, along with Democrats, for Judge Roy Moore's fundraising campaigns. He's not a fan, so he's fine with that. Secondly, he, along with the Journal editorialists, who are a bizarre group themselves from what I can read, is part of the anti-Banyan wing of the Republican Party. If Banyan wants a revolution in the park so it is more Trumpy, Rove and his tribe want their good old days back somewhere on the lawns of Maine seasides and Texas ranches. Rove's main argument is that as long as the Republican Party puts forward what he refers to as kooks, they will get beaten by Democrats in races that he believes should be shoe-ins for them. He cites a surprisingly long list of kooks in Arizona and Nevada and other deep red states, and then makes the incontestable argument that Judge Moore was the kookiest of the lot, running in the reddest of Republican states, where the party had won darn close to 90% of its statewide races in recent years. Rove's plea is that the Republican Party needs to stop putting forward kooks. How bizarre. He seems either oblivious or in denial about the fact that a kooky culture is what produces kooky candidates, from dog catcher to president. If the Republican contribution to cultural issues are evangelical extremes and Bible thumping, which seem to be the Moore program, along with retro racism and women bashing, now tainted with outright sexual abuse and harassment from top to the bottom, why would kooks not feel at home and entitled to put themselves forward as standard bearers for such a party? If the party stands for no health care, cutbacks in support to the elderly and the poor, tax breaks and subsidies for corporations and the rich, but won't admit it yet flies every flag on the cultural front, then the party is going to keep attracting a range of kooks flying their own freak flag for Republicans. Rove misses the fact that the message about the internal culture of the Republican Party is that this is now the home of the hostile, where wild men and some wild women can now take their rage to election contests rather than a road. He's the rear guard and they are the vanguard. It's not clear that Republicans have learned anything from the Moore defeat about kooks. They allowed him to grow like a monster in their soil for decades and then reap the harvest. There's no real sign of any move by the party to pull the weeds they've planted so deeply across the country. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.